Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Klaus reaches third base with a triple. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klaus tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Klaus strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and has Colavito trapped. There's the throw to Lepsio and over to Malzone, who tags Colavito for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garcia for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. Klaus moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Stan Pichula now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett is walked intentionally. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 3 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisler strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli pinch hits for Stan Pitula. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Altobelli reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altobelli moves to third. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altobelli scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Ike DeLock now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Maris reaches third base with a triple. Smith scores. Wirtz goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Ward reaches second base with a double. Larry Raines pinch runs for Preston Ward. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Altobelli hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio catches it and throws to second with Klaus covering, to double up Raines. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.